This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So we have two brief points of Ion this morning. We're learning Yevamos Ayin Ches and Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Ayin Ches brought two different views of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Chana, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says, Mitzri Sheni, that marries Mitzri Rishayna, the Vlad is a Shlishi because we follow the father. According to Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan holds, we follow the mother. And then if Mitzri Rishon marries Mitzri Sheni, the Vlad is a Shlishi. So the Machloikis, Rabbi Rechana and Rav Dimi, what Rabbi Yochanan holds, do we go after the father or do we go after the mother? So all the Rishonim asked the following question. The Gemara said, a klal, Hoylech Achar HaPogam. We learn out from, we darshan that. The Gemara darshan, I believe, from the word Lohem. We learn out from the word Lohem, Halach Achar Pesulan. So what's the machlokes? You follow the father, you follow the mother, we should follow the psul. It's a drasha, because there's a kosov, you follow the psul. In other words, how do you reconcile the drasha of Halach Achar Pesulan with this machlokes, Rabbi Rechan, Rav Dimi, whether you follow the father or the mother? So, this is the question of the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva. And I want to show you the Ramban. The Ramban basically says that the din of Halach Achar HaPogam is only for certain cases. That's only when there's an Avera. But if there's Kedushin and there's no Avera, we don't follow the Pogam. So by Mitzri to Mitzri, where there's no Avera, then we don't follow the Pogam. Halach Achar HaAv, Halach Achar HaAim. Masha'in Kain, if there's an Avera, let's say somebody married a mamzer. Either the father is a mamzer or the mother is a mamzer, the kid will be a mamzer regardless. Because when there's an avera, we follow the pogum. When there's no avera, that's the machlokes, we follow the father or we follow the mother. So the Ramban says like this. Hadamar Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni, Shanasa Mitzris Rishayna, Benosh Shlishi, Shahavlad Holachachar Zachar, Time of the Mill. So the reason is, Mishim Dechashiv Lei, Makom sheish kedushin ve'en avera. This is considered a place where the marriage is effective and there's no sin. Ho ve'en atzman mutar lavizavizav, because they themselves are mutar to live one with the other. Shah vlad hoylech achar hazachar. The vlad follows the male. Bahadach siv lohem. Aye, what about the drasha lohem, which says you follow the pogum? Achar pisulan. That's b'mitzri shenasa bas Yisrael, or v'Yisrael shenasa mitzris. Makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avera. So in other words, when there's kedushin and an avera, then we follow after the pogum, regardless of who the pogum is. The Gemara has a question on that. The Gemara asks on that from Rav Tarfon, who says mamzerim kabi tahar. And there's no avera for the mamzer to marry the shivcha. And even so, we follow the mother. But that's the cloud. This is the cloud that the Rishonim are saying. That when there's no Avera, then we follow to Machloikus, the father and mother. When there's an Avera, Hoylech Achar HaPogam. Now I don't have it on the sheet. Toisus and Kedushin Dav Samach Zayin is not so happy with this. Because Tosfos says, this klal of Hoylech Achar HaPogam is not only when there's an Avera. Let's say a ger marries a mamzeres. Is there an Avera there for a ger to marry a mamzeres? No. Because kahal gerim lo yikri kahal. So, gerim allowed to marry a mamzer. And we still follow the mamzer. So you can't say whenever there's no Avera that the din of Hoylech Achar HaPogam is only when there's an Avera. But if there's no Avera, we either follow the father or the mother, because we know this is not true by Gerim and Mamzerim. That's Tosis' Kasha in Kedushin. Let's see if I can just find. So you're saying that shows that even when there's no Avera, we follow the Pagam.
But that would be the case of a Mamzer and a Ger. That they're both the Kahal.
Yeah, so good. Tosfos actually asked that also, because the Gemara later on says, Amoini shenasa mitzris. So that's permitted, right? Halach achar hapagum shabishneyam. So that's a case where there's no avera, and we also follow the pagum of both of them. So again, just get clear. The Ramban's klal is that whenever you have an avera, you follow the pagum. When there's no avera, then you follow the father and the mother. So Tosfos has two kashas on that. One, we know a ger could marry a mamzer, and yet we're still halach achar hapagum. And number two, by Amoin and Mitzri, we also follow the pagum. So Tosfos gives a different klal. Tosfos says we only follow the pagum by two amamin. Let's say Amoini u'mitzris. But when they're shneim from the same am, then we either go after the father or the mother. It's a little bit of a different klal. Not whenever there's no avera, that's when you follow the father. Not whenever there's an avera, holach achar apogam, and there's no avera, you're not holach achar apogam. Even when there's no avera, we would sometimes holach achar apogam if they're different amamin. But if they're the same am, then instead of following the pogam, we would go either after the father or the mother, depending on Rabbi Archana or Rav Dimi. So that's a machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos in Kedushin. The Ramban says, halach achar apogam, when there's an avera. Tosfos says, even when there's no avera, well, halach achar apogam, if there are two different amamin, but if they're the same am, then we follow the father and mother. That's point number one. Point number two is on Ayin Chesem and Beis. Very interesting question. The Gemara basically comes out that Mamzer Vadai will survive. Let's see the Gemara for a moment. The Gemara says, that a Mamzer Vadai di chaye, a Mamzer that you know about will live. A Mamzer that's not known will not live. If it's a little bit known, he'll only live till three generations. So we're saying a wondrous phenomenon that established mamzerim, they'll live because nobody will be mistaken about them. Unestablished, they will die immediately. Quasi-established or quasi-unestablished, they'll only have three generations. So, what's the reason for this? Rabbi Chanan says, the rationale, let me see if I have. The reason why they don't live is so that people don't stumble on them. So people don't mistakenly marry in them. So Hashem protects people. So there's a very interesting question of the Shar HaMelech. The Gemara in Chulin wants to know, what's the source of Chazaka? So the Gemara says, the source of Chazaka is, if somebody hits their father and the person is put to death. Why? Excuse me, what's the source of Raiv? How do we know we follow a Raiv? So Gemara says the source of Raiv is, if somebody hits their father, we'll put them to death. How are you allowed to put them to death? Maybe it's not the person's father. So the Gemara says, but Raiv says that that's the father. So ask the Shar HaMelech, what do you mean Raiv? It's not a Raiv, it's Vadai. Because if it's not the father, then the kid would have died. Because Mamzerim don't survive. So the fact that the kid's alive means he's not a Mamzer. The Gemara in Yevamis says Mamzerim die. So what's the Gemara saying? Oh, I'll prove to you we follow the Roiv. Because how do we kill a kid who hits his father? Maybe he's not the father. What do you mean maybe he's not the father? If it's not the father, the kid wouldn't have... That means the kid has a different father. That means the mother was Mazana. So ask the Shar HaMelech, V'hikshu b'Shar HaMelech, V'parakama d'chulen, Asya mimaka aviv, V'dilma lav aviv, who the Gemara says, maybe it's not the father. Says the Gemara, El mishum dazlinam basa ruba, because we follow the Rav. U'may pircha, dahi lav, let's see if we could. Lav aviv, who have a mamzer. That's the kasha of the Shara Melech. Isn't that an interesting question? I mean, the Shara Melech is saying Mamzerim just don't survive ever. Kisha Anila Atzmi, I would have said that the Gemara doesn't mean in every single situation. Maybe the Gemara means like most of the time. Another kasha. The Rabbi Chanan quotes the question of the Maharit. A Suffolk Mamzer is mutter b'toras vaday, even klape shmaya. There's no iser. It's not like other sfeikos. So he asks, we say, the Gemara says that a Suffolk Mamzer won't survive, so people should not be nichshal. What's the nichshal? What's the kishloin? A Suffolk Mamzer is mutter. Let's see over here. He says, V'hinei baran, soy parakama de kedushin kasav. Dahad itzra chilchasa. This is how we need halach l'mashu m'sinai, that Suffolk arlan chasarts is mutter. We know there's a halach l'mashu m'sinai, Suffolk arlan chasarts is mutter. What do you mean? All sveikos are mutter according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds Suffolk daraisa l'kula. So why do I need a halach l'mashu m'sinai, Suffolk arla is mutter, all sveikos are mutter? So, but they're only mutter b'tara safek, meaning you're not chayev lachosh. But normally, you don't have to be choshesh, but klape shmaya galya that it's chelev, it's not going to be mutter. And someone who knows it's chelev, it's also for them to eat it. And you can't give it to someone else because of lifnei iver. But safek arla, there's a gzeres hakasav that it's mutter b'tara zvadai, even klape shmaya galya. The Marit says l'inyan suffig mamzer that it's mutter b'tarz vaday. So therefore, the question then is that what is the reason that the Suffolk Mamzer will die if, according to the Marit, a Suffolk Mamzer is mutter b'toras vaday? So Rabbi Chanan tries a very interesting lamdasha answer from Rabbi Shimon Shkop. If you look over here, he says that he heard from Rabbi Shimon HaKoyin Shlita. It's very hard to say what this means, but the heter of Suffolk Mamzer is what he calls al yedei chalois Suffolk shabifanenu. Aval koydem haheter yesh lemnoya milahoylidai. He says, heichan duadin leinyan heter sveikais heicha shemutarin b'toras vaday. Where it's mutter b'tarz vaday, ein heteron chal el la'achar shenoy lad ha-safek. The heter is only chal once the safek is born. Vim kem b'safek mamzer, afilu neymah shebashash shesafek ein boi mokso, even if at the time of the safek there's no stumbling, but that's only once the safek is known. Before the safek is known, you don't have that heter. It's still a safek mamzer. Therefore, a mamzer that's not known about, so the suffix was never chal, so therefore the heter isn't chal. And therefore, since the heter is not chal, the mamzer can't live. Rav Shimon Shkop says there's a din, that when it's a suffix, then there's a heter. But if we don't know about it, it was never a suffix. So never a suffix, it's taka problem, if somebody's nuchshal with it. Very interesting. There's a din that a Suffolk Mamzer is mutter. But because we don't know about the person's status, it never is labeled a Suffolk Mamzer to get that heter in the first place, and therefore it has to die. Chazoinish, Ibn Ezer, Simon Aleph, Islam Adalid, he proves, not like the Marit, that ultimately it's still a chesaron and yichus if somebody is nuchshal with a Suffolk Mamzer, and therefore the Mamzer will not survive. That is what I have for you on this fine Sunday morning. on the first week of Kislev, November 14th. Okay? So I wish everybody an amazing day. And hope to see everyone soon. Tomorrow at 11:40, there is a special Agra de Pirka Shir. And have a great day. If anybody wants to say some chedushim, Rav Nassim, do you want to say something? Okay. On the Mamzer? Who said that?
I think it was Rav Falaji.
Really? You want to come to Rav Falaji? Okay, have a good day. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.